In this episode, we talk to the wonderful Elsie, who talks about transitioning from a primary school into secondary school, some of her summer activities, but also why she's become a multi-schools ambassador.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Elsie, could you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, first of all, my name's Elsie and I am so pleased to be in this podcast. I like unicorns.
Fantastic.
I like dogs.
Yeah.
I attend Adam School. I'm 10. And I like bunnies.
Let's start with the animals, Elsie. Do you have any dogs or bunnies?
Unfortunately, not. Because when I moved here, this is a place where you can't have any pets.
If you could have a dog, Elsie, what type of dog would you have?
I would have a golden retriever.
Okay, fantastic. Now, that sounds brilliant. And I'm sure lots of people listening will like those.
They look so cute and fluffy.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned, Elsie, as well, that you go to Dedham Primary. How's Dedham Primary been for you?
It's been really good, Caitlin. Yeah, I'm in year six. I'm going off to secondary school relatively close to now.
Yeah, and what secondary school are you going to, Elsie?
Kingswood Hoe.
Fantastic. And what are you looking forward to most about going to Kingswood Hoe, do you think?
The playground. It's got like a really good exercise park, kind of. I think we should all know what an exercise park is. But if you don't, I can kind of describe it.
Yeah.
If that's okay with you, Kevin?
Yeah, of course.
So basically, there's usually like this thing where you put your hand on and you've got to pull it forward and back.
Yeah.
Why do you put your feet on them? And it's supposed to work out your arms, like feet.
It's a bit of an outside gym.
Yeah, outside gym.
And that sounds really cool and something to really look forward to. So the other thing I wanted to ask you, Elsie, is you've now become an ambassador for the multi-schools.
Oh, yeah.
What made you want to become an ambassador, Elsie?
Because I really like Kieran. I didn't want to stop talking to him, like, not all the time, obviously, but... But I didn't want to like lose contact with him because I'm no longer at Dedham because I'm not going to be at Dedham for that much longer.
Oh, that's really lovely, Elsie. Thank you. And it's been really good getting to know you coming into Dedham. People won't know how we met at Dedham. Can you explain like why I was coming into Dedham? Can you remember some of the things we did?
Resilience.
And what kind of things do you remember? Anything from that course that we did?
I can remember the graffiti. So basically what we've done is we got those spray cans and old sheets, I think it was.
Yeah.
And we kind of like just sprayed really good and positive things on the sheets.
So that's, yeah, we did. We spoke about mental health and people's mental health in that. And it was really good to come into Dedham. And like obviously with the multi-schools, I know you said it's going to be good to keep in contact. What else do you want to kind of do for the multi-schools, Elsie? Is there anything you're really passionate about?
Yes, I want to raise more awareness for dyslexia and autism. But I think it's also tics, because I think they're the ones that are rarely brought up. And so I would like to raise more awareness about that.
Yeah, fantastic. And why are you passionate about autism, dyslexia and tics? Like, why those three?
Because two of them I have.
Okay. Yeah.
One of them I just never really heard of before I saw it.
And that's really good. And I think you are going to definitely help to raise awareness about that.
Sorry, saw it and researched it.
Okay, what one did you research?
The tics. I have autism and dyslexia, but okay. I don't know tics.
And what did you find out about tics then?
I found out what it was, the name for it, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Because I saw on a YouTube video person with it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know what it was.
And definitely, I think we can definitely look at how we're going to raise awareness around that, because we're always listening to you guys. What How are we going to raise more awareness about autism and dyslexia, Elsie? What have you got any ideas?
I think what we could do is we can like do a YouTube video on it.
Okay.
Like explaining how different types of autism will affect, like name most of the types.
Brilliant, and I know that's something we are definitely planning because you're part of our autism group and we spoke about.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting. So. Obviously off to school in September, like you said, but we've got summer before that, and this will kind of be my last question, Elsie. What are you looking forward to doing in the summertime?
Well, you're a bit too late on that question, Kieran, because last time I was excited to go on my summer holiday, but I'm not going this year.
Okay. But you did go away, didn't you? Because I remember speaking to you at Dedham. Where did you go?
Sorry. We went camping with my mum.
Fantastic. And I think lots of people are doing camping now because obviously it's outside and it's a bit safer. Thank you so much, Elsie. This has been really good to chat to you and just talk to you a little bit. And I'm sure people are going to be really interested to listen to this.
Thank you, Kieran.
Thank you, Elsie.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multischools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.